Live at 5 Sports with Todd and Suhan, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort. Chip Scoggins in with us this week. Thanks again, Chip, for joining us in what was the most monumental free agent move for the Vikings in 6 years since they signed Kirk Cousins. Now they let him go. Big news, of course, yesterday.
Yeah, when we talked, we knew it was going to be either the Vikings or Atlanta. That seemed to be the two teams. And when you saw what the Falcons offered Kirk, I think it was a pretty easy decision for Kwesi and the Vikings to just say, thanks for your time here, and we're going a different direction, because 4 years, which really I think is more like a three-year deal, but $100 million guaranteed, most of that in the first 2 years, the Vikings were not going to go there. They were not going to guarantee him $50 million a year, and it's the right decision for them. You know, Kirk did some good things here. It didn't reach the level of expectations, I think, when he signed him in 2018. But certainly, I think it was time to turn the page and move on when you looked at what he was going to command from the Falcons.
Do you really think this came down to the wire between the two? Or, honestly, have the Vikings and Cousins known that they were going to go their separate ways for a little while?
My guess is the Vikings had a pretty strong inclination that Atlanta was going to offer him more than what they were willing to do. You look at what all the overtures that Atlanta has made about everything they've built around that one position. And they've made it no secret, I don't think, that they felt like they were a quarterback away from being a contender. You know, certainly the best team in their division. So this didn't surprise them. I think that Atlanta came with a strong offer. Maybe it's surprising a little bit the guaranteed. $100 million over 2 years. So you have to think that they've been operating under two separate plans of what they're going to do if they were able to keep them. I guess you hold out hope that maybe Cousins, you know, chooses the comfort and being here and all that over trying to maximize his value financially. But he's done that his entire career. When you look at his whole track record, that's what he's done. And his agent is maybe the best agent in the NFL when you look at all the deals that he's been able to secure for Kirk. I mean, this is a guy who's going to be 36 coming off a major Achilles injury, and he gets a four-year deal that could be worth 180, but definitely guarantees a $100 million. That's a premium value that his agent got him.
Yeah, it's deja vu. I mean, the Vikings were saying this very thing after the Minneapolis Miracle season, that Kirk Cousins is the piece we need to put us over the top, or at least a lot of people were saying that. I'm not so necessarily sure that the Vikings, but again, massive guarantee then, and this time he does it again in Atlanta. So Sam Darnold isn't the plan for your future QB, I would assume.
No, I mean, they had to have a bridge. I mean, you knew that was going to be mandatory, because you need to have a veteran guy, and Sam Darnold, the pool was starting to shrink, obviously, with Russell Wilson being gone and Baker Mayfield re-signing with Tampa, that your options were dwindling. And Darnold, he has a relationship with Josh McCown, their new quarterback's coach, and so it's only 1 year. I've already seen some people throwing their hands up over signing Sam Darnold. It's 1 year at $10 million. He's not the future, but this does, I think, almost guarantee that they're going to have to go get a quarterback here in the draft, ideally in the first round, and we'll see if they can stay at 11 and get it, that quarterback, or are they going to have to move up to ensure that they get the guy that they want.
I'd be shocked, right, if they sit at 11. It seems like J.J. McCarthy has moved into the first tier of quarterbacks. Wouldn't you be really surprised if any of those four fell to 11?
The top three, I don't think. I mean, Caleb Williams is going one. Mm-hmm. The Bears are not trading that pick. There's no way they're passing up a chance to get Caleb Williams. I think Jaden Daniels will go two to Washington. I assume Drake May three to New England. Although I was talking to another writer today that they think there's some possibility that maybe J.J. McCarthy leapfrogs May. I don't know that'll happen, but I don't know that they're going to be willing to sit and wait and think that he's going to get to 11. So I think they're going to have to trade up and get him. I saw a couple mock drafts this morning that had him trading up to five with the Chargers. We'll see if that's what it takes. But I think they're going to have to move up, and I do think it's going to be McCarthy, the one that they kind of zero in on.
Yeah, he's kind of the one that I've heard the most about, too, as well. And, you know, the quarterback rankings that you know, we in the media or fans seem to have, it's surprising. Well, it's not surprising. It often varies from what the teams themselves have as their big board for quarterback. They could have McCarthy rated higher than fourth.
Well, and that's the thing. It's, you know, this is always a fun talker, but these guys are the experts. They know what they're looking for, what fits their system, what kind of quarterback, you know, the skill set that they covet. And so not all 32 teams are going to rank every player and every quarterback in the same, you know, list. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not going to have all in the same order. And so what one coach might like, you know, another coach might like something different. And so that's where they hired Kevin O'Connell 3 years ago, in large part because this is his expertise.
Yep.
He's a quarterback guy. He played a position. He knows what he's looking for. And they want somebody that's going to be able to solve this long-standing issue of finding a franchise quarterback, which has kind of haunted this organization for decades. And so this is going to be his pick. I mean, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is the GM, but this is Kevin O'Connell's area of expertise, so it's going to be the guy that he wants.
Yeah, they've never taken a quarterback in the top 10 in a draft. Still at 11 this year, but they're always in that competitive nature and wind up picking later in the draft. So we'll see if they trade up or not. So how did you like the defensive signings they made yesterday?
Yeah, I thought it was good. Obviously, the headliner was Jonathan Grenard from the Texans, who had 12 and a half sacks last year and really emerged. He's a guy who's had some injury history, but I think most people, you know, pegged him as a top 10 free agent guy in the market. I looked at that when I saw his contract. I think it's just shy of $20 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
There's been no indications with Daniil. It's been awfully quiet. Weirdly quiet around him so far, and this is as of 12:30 on Tuesday. But I my hunch tells me Grenard is his replacement, not somebody that's going to play alongside Daniil. I have a feeling that Daniil's probably going to price himself out of what the Vikings can afford. So, but you get two edge rushers, and that's an area that they really had to fix with Grenard and Van Ginkel, the edge rusher from the Dolphins, and then you bring home Edina native Blake Cashman, who had a nice year with the Texans to be a linebacker, and he got a nice deal. So they had to address that side of the ball. I mean, they're still not done. I think they need help in the secondary. I think they need to get a few more corners in here, either through the draft or free agency, but I don't think they're done. And they need some interior help on the defensive line, too.
With the number of defensive linemen that did sign yesterday, it is strange that Hunter wasn't announced anything. Do you think he's priced himself out of the market, not just for the Vikings, but for other teams as well?
Well, they may be trying to get a really top-tier max deal, and maybe they're negotiating with several teams and trying to get the most value out of it. I mean, he was one of the top free agents on the market, and so I think when you look at his production and now that he's proven that he's been healthy a couple years, that because of that position, there's such a premium on pass rushing, I think he's going to get a really high-value deal somewhere. So it might be one of those situations he's just trying to get as much as he can and you know, figure out the best place for him.
Did I see that Aaron Jones reportedly signed to the Vikings?
Absolutely, and I like that signing a lot. He became expendable when the Packers signed Jacobs, which is kind of I think that came out of nowhere. So I like Aaron Jones a lot. Obviously, the Alex Mattison experiment did not work last year. It wasn't what they thought they were going to be, but bringing in Jones, I just think he's a really, really good player. So their running game should improve. They thought it was going to do that last year with Madison. It was worse. It just really was a disaster, to be honest with you. And so Jones will be a huge upgrade for them at that spot.
Chip, thanks so much. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Todd.
Live at 5 Sports with Todd and Sue and Chip Scoggins joining us today. It's brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort.